Hapadigwam. I'm Adriana Katero. You are tuning in to The Greater Good, and I am joined here with Kyle Paris and Pauline Paris, mother and son, and the co-owners or co-founders of Smile Child. And you know, when I say Smile Child, I just can't help but smile and like say it in that voice. I'm like, Smile Child. I always do that. Ever since I met Kyle, I'm like, okay. But now I get to learn where the name comes from.
Yes.
So I'm really excited. So Kyle, tell me, Smile Child, tell me where this comes from.
This is just how I live my life because, I don't know, just in high school, I just always just wanted to be that one person just to make everyone feel happy or just be someone just to uplift someone.
Of course,
or
yeah.
Even just to make my friends feel good, I would always be there for them. And I feel like that's where I get the whole Smile Child from, but then also it's just being, I don't know how to say it, it's hard.
Just like a positive light in people's lives?
Yeah, like that, or even, like I just love, like, I love all the memories I make with my friends, and it just makes me happy, and it just, I want to see everyone do good also. So it's not just me, but it's also them that makes me who I am.
Of course. No, I love it. I love it. I mean, like, that's why, you know, I think that a lot of the times we find our purposes in life whenever we realize that we can help bring good. Essentially, hello, podcast, The Greater Good. So bringing people on like you that want to do that and provide this positive light. And I know that I had spoken with you a little bit prior just about your business. And for those that don't know, it is clothing, which they are wearing, as you can see.
It's a
clothing company that, you know, radiates this positive energy and positive vibes as well. But one of the things I cannot stress enough that when we talked was just that, you know, a lot of times, maybe even living in the island, there's a lot of people that are not even people, but maybe just being isolated in certain areas, you get a little bit more closed-minded. So
it's also
being more open-minded, and you mentioned that that is kind of the focus or something you really like to highlight with Smile Child.
Yeah, I feel like nowadays people on Guam, not to be rude or anything, it's just, there's a lot of closed-minded people, and there's like, I wouldn't say a few, but there's also people who are very open-minded, but you just gotta find them. But to the people who are closed-minded, it's just, it's hard because you want to make them understand how you feel. Not in a way that hurts them or anything, it's just, I want you to understand where I'm coming from.
Of course.
Or what I can do for you to see my point of view. And it's, wow, this is where it happens. Oh my God. But, yeah, it's just, I want people to see my view, and just, in Smile Child, I just feel like it's better to be weird than to be normal. Like, it's fine to wear, like, black and white, but for Smile Child, it's the whole color spectrum.
There's this, you know, this just, like, saying that it's better to be weird than normal, being uncommon.
Yeah,
amongst
unique.
Other uncommon people sometimes, and then bringing out unique differences. So, mom here. So you saw
my mom's in this.
I was gonna say, yeah, that is something I also love and really want to highlight is how it's a mother-son duo that's doing this. So tell me, mom, how did when you you know, when Kyle came up to you with the idea, how did this all come to be?
Wow. Well, with Kyle, it was a dream of his. I think that started since 2016, and what really showed us that he was serious was when he was actually double jobbing just to save up for his first release. And that just showed us, you know, that he has the passion and that he wanted to do this. And we were just all on board with it. You know, as a family, we're very supportive of our children. And so that's what we did. We just were there for him every step of the way, even up until now.
Yeah, and so I know you mentioned the sweatshirt you're wearing is one of the originals, is that right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, that's
so
the
it's
the first one. Oh my God.
The Year of the Smile.
So tell me the story behind that. How did that idea come to be? How was this is the very first, this is the OG we have here.
Yes. Everybody still requesting for this.
I don't know, like I guess this idea happened when it was me and my friends we were all chilling at a house at my boy's Toby's house. And then
little shout out to Toby's house.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Tobias.
That's where this took place.
My boy Red Cap, the young strung out. what else? It's just, I don't know, it's just, for me, Year of the Smile, I think it was also happening because of the Chinese New Year at the time.
Okay.
And I was just thinking, like, oh, God, I want to do something that resembles something like this. Like,
mm-hmm.
what can people do for a year?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, like, Year of the Smile, basically live a life being a smile child or just
mm-hmm.
trying to help out someone that you don't usually help or
mm-hmm.
just being a positive light, like what you said.
Mm-hmm. Offering
the,
smiles
the
all
today.
The time.
Yes.
Real.
Yeah,
it's
always.
Trying to make people smile.
Uh-huh. Definitely. So, how old are you, Kyle?
I'm 22.
Okay, so pretty young, and you have this business.
Yes.
How could you almost encourage others within the community that, you know, I mean, you were working double jobs, your mom said, and that's how
yeah.
inspired you were, and you felt this drive. So how could you encourage others that despite, you know, any age or even if someone's like, I mean, you said you saw it since 2016 in your son.
Yes.
All I can say is that if you have a dream, pursue it. No matter what other people say, maybe your family, maybe your friends, if you really think this dream is possible for you, do it. Like, nothing's
mm-hmm.
impossible, because I made this happen, and I'm still young, and I still have a lot to learn, but if I can just influence the next generation, or even my friends, or even people that are older than me to pursue their passion or their love and anything, like, that just makes me feel good, like, because
mm-hmm.
that's just also what I want to do as well, is like try to be someone who can connect you to the right type of people
mm-hmm.
and just make your dreams happen. I wouldn't say like a talent agency or like
mm-hmm.
managing, but
right.
just being a positive influence.
Like just
yeah,
being a positive influence, and I don't need no credit or something, because
mm-hmm.
it's just seeing my friend's success or people who are also successful, I'm happy for them. It's never a competition. It just pushes me more to just do better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love it.
Don't need to outshine anyone. Just
yeah.
keep adding warmth.
Right, because I feel like as what I'm doing right now, I'm not just coming up by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming up with my friends, my family, their families, even people that are like supporters or
mm-hmm.
just they follow the brand or they're just a part of the family too, like from different islands
mm-hmm.
different islands or just in the States or Japan or even like in Singapore or just around the world. Like, I want us to all come up together,
mm-hmm.
but as the island though, I want to come up with everyone here, because it's not just me, it's everyone that made
really
it.
This first run, Year of the Smile, I mean, it says it all on the back. Just spreading smiles worldwide, you know,
uh-huh.
being a positive influence and just positivity for everybody.
Especially in a day and age whenever there is a lot of negativity.
Yes,
correct?
A lot of hate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's hard because, yeah, you're going to have to deal with negativity in your lives, but if you can find, like, the positive side of things. I don't know, we're going to be saying a lot of positive stuff.
Like,
yeah.
yeah. We're all about
positive might be
here.
The word today, but yeah. If I can be like a good influence or just be that guy to help out another person, then I could feel accomplished for a day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
so let's talk
really
about the
big heart.
I know.
Yeah.
I knew it right when I met him. I was like, you're coming on my podcast.
Oh my God.
Whether you like it or not. Just
it
kidding.
All started from the waves, man.
I know. Well, whether you like it or not.
Dude,
but let's
so
talk
funny.
About the brand a little bit. So I know that with your items, it's, I also want to, like, your style reminds me like so 90s a little bit, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like,
I love
yeah.
vintage. Like, oh my God. Like, fashion to me is just a walking art. Like,
it is.
Like, it's just the whole style or just how you fit it or how you wear it or just how just you own that fit. Like, it's a masterpiece to me and I love it. Like,
mm-hmm.
fashion is just my way of showing, like, my personality
yes.
or my emotions or
freedom of expression.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
it's like my freedom of expression. And
so with your items, you have sweatshirts, you have t-shirts. I saw reusable bags. Was that
yeah,
one of the photos that
yes,
I didn't even know about?
Bags.
And you
oh
sent me the
God.
Photos today, and I was like, wait, Annie tries to save the environment.
Wait, Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of the items where people can get them and, you know, help radiate this positivity all across the islands.
Oh, yeah, well, first, you can, like, get it on our website at smilechildguam.com. It'll be in the link below.
I was right there on your screen. Marcus, did you put it there?
Oh, my God. I was about to say that. Oh, my God.
You have to go like this, though. It'll be right there in the link right there. Oh. There you go.
But, what else? You can also get it on our Instagram as well. And if people don't know it, okay, we're going to tell you guys this now. You can always just DM us and just ask, like, oh, is this available or can I order this? Because this is a lot faster because right now we're still a small business, mm-hmm. so we can always do meetups or even people at the pop-ups too, like, order it, and if anything, we can just hold it for you for the pop-up or for our stateside families and friends.
You ship?
You ship out.
Yes,
to
oh, wow.
Ship. But
I'd say, you know, even people in surrounding islands.
But yeah, but like those two, and then we don't really get people buying from our Twitter, but we usually get like just like the crowd or just like our community who follows us, and like you see the love in it, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, a lot of support, huh?
It's great watching it grow.
I was gonna say, I bet for like, you know, a mother watching your son.
Yes,
you
and just being a part of the whole thing. It's been a blessing. It really has. And just all these pop-ups that we've had the past couple months have been a success. You know, just getting him more exposure and having the brand, you know, just build up. It's mm-hmm. it's exciting, you know?
So are there any future plans you want to share?
Oh, yeah.
Give us an inside scoop right now.
coming up, I think February 9th,
yes.
I think.
Okay.
We're going to be having a pop-up at ASC at the Bazaar.
They're going to be having a Valentine's Bazaar over at Gang Shopping Center from 10 to 6. So we're definitely going to be a part of that.
Did you guys get that? February 9th, 10 to 6, pop-up shop. Where was the location again? Sorry.
Gang Shopping Center.
Okay, there we go.
We might be in front of GTA. We might be in front of Petsamaker, but we'll be right there.
Okay.
All right. What else?
We'll be releasing some new merch just in time for Valentine's. So.
Okay.
Be on the lookout.
Brand new merchandise?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We have this. Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to tell us?
I call it 4L, but it's up to you guys to figure it out what it means for.
4L?
But
okay.
It can mean a lot of things, though. It can mean for life. It can mean
for
love. It can mean for my loved ones, like, for longevity. Oh, I like saying that.
Oh, geez. He's like, on that one just spoke to
me. Oh, God. But, yeah, like, it's going to be called 4L, and we'll be dropping about 4 pieces, so we'll be doing, white and pink clothes, but in our versions.
Okay.
But we'll be doing polos and hoodies, and we're trying to do one more thing, but I think it'll be too late, or we might just make it happen.
I'll say maybe you'll make it happen, who knows?
Yeah. Might be stickers, we don't know, but.
Okay.
Right,
so it's called 4L.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a whole new concept. Awesome. How often do you have these, brand new launchings with items?
Brand new launchings? It usually depends because I just go with the flow of things. I don't really have, like, a certain time, like, I want to push out stuff. It's just the way how I feel in that certain moment, and I want to draw it or I want to put it on, like, a picture or even just on clothing. Like, I just usually just go with the flow of things,
mm-hmm.
and not rush it because I don't like to overwork myself,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes I get that creative block and it just doesn't really help.
Mm-hmm.
And
I understand. We call it writer's block.
Oh,
okay. we here in journalism, but no, I get
same
it.
Same thing though, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
But I usually plan, like, every, like, at least once, like, 1 to 2 months, like, skip, and then think about it again. Okay, what I want to do for this season,
mm-hmm.
or working on for summer, or then fall or winter.
Yeah, or even, like, if there's upcoming events.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, like,
that are possible pop-up events.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that there's always new merch available.
Mm-hmm.
We like to give a variety as well.
Of course.
Yeah, and then I feel like also, there's, like, from day to day, I usually get, like, creative, and I just want to draw or just do something. And I just go on my computer, put my Adobe Illustrator, and I started thinking, like, oh, okay, what can I do?
So you're the graphic designer behind all this, too?
Yeah, I'm the graphic designer.
Okay.
Like, I'm the creator, basically, but my mom helps me out with the financial side.
The marketing.
Planning, yes.
Marketing. But she's also, like, a big, like, influence in my life, too. Like, she always encourages me, okay, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. She's always reminding me what to do. Basically, like,
I'm also his personal
like,
assistant.
She's like my mom.
She's too. Like, and I'm also his mother.
Yeah.
I also tell him what to do.
She's everything, man, to me. And, I don't know,
aww.
Mama's boy for life, but, yeah.
So beautiful.
I gotta turn this way now.
But,
aww, you and yourself, you're gonna make me cry.
No, but, yeah.
We're very
just,
close, so.
Of course.
Just, yeah.
I love that, though. Honestly, you two going into this together.
No,
I'm sure it's been quite a journey.
My grandma was here. Oh my god,
yes.
That'd be even funnier.
Grandma?
Yes.
Dude, you see my grandma here? Oh my god.
My mom is 85 years old, and she reps the brand. Like, she just loves it.
My grandma
is
a diehard, like...
Wait, I need to see a
really
photo of her.
Oh, okay, wait.
You have one? Okay, we'll let you look that up, and then Mom and I are going to talk about you a little bit more, and
sure.
We'll see if we can get the picture of Grandma and Smile Child. I love that.
I'm going to find this
somewhere. But,
yeah.
So, you have other kids as well?
Yes,
okay.
I have two other daughters, but the age gap is pretty big.
Okay, all right. I would say, so, you know I kind of mentioned it before, but maybe just highlighting on it more, being
Hold on, sorry to interrupt.
Oh.
Is this.
Oh my goodness.
My
God. Oh my
a
gosh,
gangster,
wait.
Man.
Yeah.
Marcus, please put this on.
My grandma's a G, yo, like,
look at
God.
Her. Can you get that up close? Wow, look at grandma.
Yeah.
That was from our Sweet Memories drop. That was the second drop after this, so.
Yes.
Okay, so actually, how do you feel having the support, not only from your mom, but all your family members and friends? Look at grandma right there.
It's crazy, to be honest. It's just a full-on blessing because I never expected my whole family to have this much support for me. And I just... It's just hella love,
mm-hmm.
and I just appreciate them so much. And then even my friends, too, because if I see my friends doing good, I'm just so proud of them, man. And it just, I support them, like, 100%, and they support me, too, and it's just...
And your friends often are your models, right? I think
yeah, they're my
about
models.
On your Instagram pages and stuff.
Yeah, they're my models.
Social media.
Or even just, like... My friends have big careers too, or big dreams, or big aspirations, just like me. And I have friends who are rappers.
Yeah.
Mm. I have my boy who's a producer.
And they all rep the clothing.
Yeah, they all rep it, and it's just mad love, and it's just
yeah.
We all show support to one another, and dude.
You need support in your life, always.
Yeah, like,
that's honestly how you're gonna.
Can I give them shout outs?
Of course,
okay.
As long as their names are all.
Oh no! Big shout out to my boy Bryce Cole.
Of
big
course.
Shout out to Tobias. Big shout out to Jayville, Jed. Who else? To my boy Sato.
Wow.
To my boy Ad Ryan.
I love it.
There's just so much people that I appreciate, man. My boy Jared Pistones. My boy. My boy Alex, who else? My godbrother Kawuli, yo,
grandma,
love you, brother.
Grandma too.
My grandma.
Yeah, grandma. Don't forget grandma rocking that.
Big shout out to my family, and then to, oh yeah, big shout out to Kobe, RIP Kobe, RIP GG, love you guys.
Oh, of course.
And rest in peace to my grandpa. You know I'm doing this for you, and yeah. But yeah, that's who basically I all do it for, and just. For the island as well, because I want my message to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it may not be the stereotypical way of just like a clothing brand to just do this and that. It's
mm-hmm.
It's honestly unorthodox and it's uncommon. And even though it doesn't say like Guam on it, or it doesn't
mm-hmm.
like it doesn't really like show the commercial side, it's still Guam, but it's just through my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, it's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And
Smile Child.
Really?
I'm telling you, it makes me smile
when
I say it. I'm always like,
guys,
Smile Child.
I swear.
I like when I see Kyle, I'm like, Kyle, Smile Child.
I swear all the
but
time.
But it's so like, even just saying it makes you smile,
yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
How can you can't, like, oh, I love it. Honestly, it's so beautiful. Okay, so just before we head out of here, let's just highlight again where the next pop-up shop is and where people can find you, and then share your message one last time as well.
Sorry,
so we have February 9th. Right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Gandia Shopping Center.
Gandia
That's where the next pop-up shop will be. You said 10 to
6.
And then if, in addition, people can also come on your social, any of your social media or websites, and contact you, DM you to buy any of the clothing.
Yes, yeah, Instagram has also been very popular for us.
If you need, I'll be your public relations. Just kidding.
Oh yeah, you're talking about it.
I just got
all this.
I'm just kidding.
This is gonna happen.
I got a few. For the L, just kidding. No, but honestly, because you know, right when I met Kyle too, we were just talking about. I was like, so tell me what Smile Child is, and right when he said it, I was like, I knew it, like, just sharing, you know, positivity and just making people want to come together and do good and for the greater good of Guam, right?
Yeah, and then it's just like, we don't see life through black and white. Like, I want the island to see a life through color, basically. And I just love wearing color, man. Color makes me feel good, it makes me express who I am and stuff. And I forgot to mention, we're also doing something with Stacks. I don't know if I can say it, but we are doing something with Stacks. Mass Appeal. Something good is going to happen. Stay tuned.
What is
it? Oh, my God. We have a pop-up shop.
You can't
shop.
Do that.
No, we're going to have a pop-up shop. It's going to be amazing. You guys pull up there.
Okay.
That'll be happening in March.
March 7th.
Okay, so after, we got the
live
February
bands.
One. March 7th. Live band. Smile Child
Dude,
will be there.
Live band. Live art. Dude, live smiles is all going to happen.
Oh yeah!
It's gonna be amazing.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on here and
sharing
your message.
Thank
you. No, it's a blessing what you do too, because
opportunity.
You know, we need to share smiles.
I'm thankful
always.
For meeting you. It's gonna happen, dude.
No, I'm already like.
Yeah, and I got a high voice, so it's like I don't know how it's happening, but Jesus.
No, no.
But real big shout out to everyone who. Believed in me, because I wouldn't be here about you guys. Also, the people who I also forgot, I am so sorry. Oh my God.
You'll get them all.
Big
you
shout out to Anna. Big shout out to Reese.
Our Paris fam. And
our
Dedido.
Paris fam.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Balungu side. Oh my God. I love you guys so much.
See everyone supporting one another, and you can
pull
make
up
a difference.
To our pop up on Sunday, and you'll get to meet
really?
Grandma and the rest of the family.
Grandma will be there.
Everybody.
Yeah, my grandma.
I think
will
just
be
seeing
there.
Grandma will be there will make everyone want to go.
Yes.
If you guys want
her
autograph, let us know. We're not charging. It's just.
You can get autographs from Grandma too. Just kidding.
Dude, free. We'll make her even do the design.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on
thank
here.
You.
And thank you all for watching. I'm Adriana Katero for the greater good.
Hey.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.